Blessings in Jesus' name. Today's daily bread comes from the book of Judges, chapter 13, verses 15 through 24. And our title is called, It Came to Pass. Amen. Let us read. Verse 15. Then Manoah said to the angel of the Lord, please let us detain you, that we will prepare a young goat for you. And the angel of the Lord said to Manoah, though you detain me, I will not eat your food. But if you offer a burnt offering, you must offer it to the Lord. For Manoah did not know he was the angel of the Lord. Then Manoah said to the angel of the Lord, what is your name? That when your words come to pass, we may honor you. And the angel of the Lord said to him, why do you ask my name, seeing it is wonderful? So Manoah took the young goat with the grain offering and offered it up on the rock to the Lord. And he did a wondrous thing while Manoah and his wife looked on. It happened, as the flame went up toward heaven from the altar, the angel of the Lord ascended in the flame of the altar. When Manoah and his wife saw this, they fell on their faces to the ground. When the angel of the Lord appeared no more to Manoah and his wife, then Manoah knew that he was the angel of the Lord. And Manoah said to his wife, we shall surely die because we have seen God. But his wife said to him, if the Lord had desired to kill us, he would not have accepted a burnt offering and a grain offering from our hands, nor would he have shown us all these things, nor would he have told us such things at these at this time, such things as these at this time. So the woman bore a son and called his name Samson, and the child grew and the Lord blessed him. And the spirit of the Lord began to move upon him at Manahanah, Dan, between Zorah and Eshtaol. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for your word. And it came to pass, just as the Lord said, just as he sent his angels to give them that message. She was barren, but he said, you will bear a son. Why was the son being born? Because he was the beginning of the deliverance of Israel from the Philistines. God spoke it. God covered it. God made it happen. Take faith. Take strength in the word of God, because he is God and his word will not return to him void. He says it will accomplish where I sent it. And we are looking at another example when the Lord spoke something and it happened. Amen. What has he said to you? Grab hold on that. Keep faith in it, no matter what it looks like right now. You stand on what the Lord said to you. Pastor Tyron, signing off.